Good morning. We're continuing Chayyotam Chalcha Beis, Simeon Yud Beis, which talks about the issues of language, what language to use. And we saw the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah who speaks about it. I want to end this conversation, this topic, with one point. There are multiple mitzvahs in the mitzvah of Tefillah. We've spoken about this before. There is the mitzvah of the Raisa, according to the Rambam, of Lo'ovdu B'chol Levavchem, which Chazal say is referring to Avoda Shebalev, which is referring to Tefillah. And the Rambam understands that it means the mitzvah to daven every single day, once a day, the Tefillah. Now that mitzvah does not have any specific language that you have to use. And the only thing it has to fulfill the mitzvah of tefillah, the Rambam says it has to meet the criteria of tefillah, which has three parts to it, which are shevach, which is praise to Hashem. Then there's bakasha, which is the request. Then there's hoduah, then there's a thanks to Hashem afterwards. And that person, by doing so, will fulfill the mitzvah deraisa of tefillah. According to the Rambam, there's a mitzvah derabbanan of tefillah, to daven three times a day, and to follow a prescribed nusach, which Chazal gave us, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah gave us the nusach of Shemoneh Esrei, and part of the mitzvah derabbanan is to say that prescribed nusach of tefillah, and that's a derabbanan. According to Ramban, there is only a mitzvah derabbanan, there's no mitzvah deraisa of ulavdu b'chol avavchem, and he understands the mitzvah ulavdu b'chol avavchem differently. However, both according to the Ramban and the Rambam, there is another mitzvah of tefillah, which is not on a daily basis or regular basis, but rather it's depending on the situation. If a person has a compelling need to daven to Hashem, he has an eis tzara, he has a situation where he needs Hashem's help, there's a mitzvah in the Torah not to be an achzori, not to be blame it on mikra, and or not care, but to understand that it comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu for a reason, and so it's coming from Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's not mikra, and it's for a reason, and we need to call out to Hashem for help. So that's the din of tefillah be'es tzara. This can really be an ongoing basis. A person has an eis tzara on an ongoing basis, so his tefillah will be a tefillah deraisa. Both the Rambam and the Ramban agree that there's such a mitzvah. That mitzvah does not have a language which was prescribed what to say, and the person should say it in a way which expresses his needs and is calling out to Hashem the best. It should still be said, like the Rambam says, in the nusach of shevach, bakasha, and hidor, but the actual words are up to the person to choose. That being said, we've discussed, is it better to say it in Lashon HaKodesh or to say it in a different language? So, the parts of tefillah which are set by Chazal, they set a certain nusach. So we have, clearly we have, this is supposed to be the nusach. Translating those nusach is very difficult. And there's the mile of saying in Lashon HaKodesh. All of the different Kabbalistic sages which are put in there, etc., all have to be addressed. Besides that, there is the second inyan of the Ma'ariv Lashon HaKodesh has a certain kedusha to it, a certain reality to it, which other languages don't have. But when you're coming to the mitzvah of davening for your personal needs, and you're calling out to Hashem for help, you need to call out for Hashem for help the best way that you can, and the clearest way, and the most expressive way that you can. So over here, actually, unless a person is fluent in Lashon HaKodesh and is able to express this request in Lashon HaKodesh, it is actually preferable to say it in a different language. We did point out in the Shulchan Aruch there are multiple opinions, there are multiple arguments to say that there could be other languages that are acceptable. Only Aramaic is not good. It's only for the set nusach of tefillah, but other things you could say in any language. So we have other arguments besides, but the above and beyond that, we would dafka want you to use another language if that's going to express your request from Hashem the best. So a person should call out from the depth of his heart to Hashem in a language which he can express himself the best, which many times is not Lashon HaKodesh. This could be at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, or it could be during the brachos of Shemoneh Esrei when a person adds in over there. It could be not in Shemoneh Esrei at all. It could be a person is standing in the middle of the day and he feels a need to talk to Hashem for help, and he talks to Hashem for help in any language which he feels comfortable in, and that's the preferred way of doing it. So that's the last point we want to mention over here in the midst of the issue of davening, the language for davening. Message up tomorrow. We will move on to the next Simon Yud Gimel. Have a good day.